This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
If you think classical music is all stiff collars and stuffy concert halls, well, think again, because whether it's playing to packed audiences with lightsabers raised high or working side by side with young musicians in regional Victoria, the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra continues to surprise and inspire. And joining us live in the studio is one of their wonderful surprises, violinist William Clark. Will, welcome to Drive.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Will, let's start with your story. Where did it start in terms of violin?
Well, actually, funny you say violin. I'm actually a violist. I did start on violin though when I was much younger. Started when I think I was four back home in Tasmania.
Quite a
musical family, so it was kind of a given that we did music at least as kids, and then went on to keep doing it. Changed to viola at one point. Kept learning, moved to Melbourne about 15 years ago, studied, and yeah, eventually landed the job with the Melbourne Symphony.
And how's it feel being part of MSO?
It's amazing. I mean, every week is so different. You can't really describe it as a 9-to-5 job in any way. It's something you can never get bored of.
Did you ever think you'd be playing with a big orchestra like the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra?
I think I always believed I would be, yeah. Mm. It's a long process to go from a young kid who wants to do it one day to actually doing it. It's decades and decades of study and practice and hard work, but I always saw myself ending up there. So I think that kind of helped having that long goal, even as a kid.
Well, what would you say to kids who perhaps are learning music and they're thinking, oh, I don't want to do it anymore? What would you say to them? To someone who's thinking of taking an instrument.
Yeah, well, I think one of the best things my mother did for me when I was learning music as a kid was she never forced me to do it.
Mm.
And it was always, I was allowed to do it. And if I wanted to stop learning, I could straight away. She also said, if you don't practice, you don't learn, because it's not cheap to do music. It's an expensive hobby as a kid. And it's an outlay for parents and it's a commitment. So if I wasn't going to practice, I wouldn't do it. And I think I was kind of terrified that if I didn't practice or suddenly said I don't want to do it, then actually I wouldn't be doing it. And that was kind of the worst thought for me as a kid. So, if kids get pushed by their parents to do it, they may not want to do it. I just was allowed to do it. And I think it's up to the kid.
I love that story because I learned the piano when I was a kid, but I was forced to do it. And there was, one said, oh, no, I don't want to do it anymore. And I was forced to do it. And, of course, I resisted it. And, now, looking at you and going and seeing MSO, it's the biggest regret of my life. I think, oh, my goodness.
It's such a lucky thing as a kid to be given the opportunity to learn
music.
It's something that not everyone gets.
That's true.
And it's kind of an incredible thing.
Do they get annoyed when you practice?
they actually wish they heard me more, they say.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, because I try and keep most of the practice to when I'm at Hamer Hall and when I'm at work, try not to do too much in the early hours or the late evenings to annoy the neighbours, but no, they love it.
I bet they do. I would love it if you were my neighbour and you were playing all the time. Let's talk about A Reflection in Time. That's happening on the 12th of June and the 30th of June through to the 13th and the 14th. Sorry, I'll get my dates right. Tell us about that.
Oh, that's a great program we've got coming up. I don't know if people have seen the new Wunderkind violinist on the scene, Christian Lee, who's currently the MSO Young Artist Association. We're very lucky to have him. He's been with us for a few years now. And if you haven't seen him play, get along to this concert. He's playing the Korngold Violin Concerto, which is Korngold's a composer who kind of inspired John Williams and a lot of kind of film score composers. Uh-huh. He wrote even some scores himself for films. It's Hollywood at its best, this music. And the violin concerto is amazing. Along with that, we're also doing the Barber Adagio for Strings, which is one of the most moving works. You would have heard it. You may not know what it's called, but undoubtedly you would have heard it in a movie in some kind of war scene at some point when it's looking out at the battlefield and it's desolate. This music comes on. It's just the most powerful work. and then Shostakovich Symphony No. 5, which is one of his most famous and greatest works. It's just an amazing concert. So when I kind of look ahead and see what's coming up, I just occasionally I'll see this concert 2 months ahead and I think, oh, I can't wait for that one. That one's going to be kind of what I'm looking forward to the most, yeah, at the moment.
You know what I love when I go and see the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra? I feel like it's almost like a meditation. Mm-hmm. Something happens with the music and I think, I don't know if this is an experience that a lot of people have, but I feel like it just resonates right through you. It's an amazing experience.
That's an interesting thing you say. One thing that some people, when they haven't been to a symphony orchestra concert before, often don't know what the experience would be like. They're a bit nervous, they're a bit scared about going to something like that. What do I wear? How do I act? When do I clap is a big question I get asked.
Does it matter?
It doesn't matter so much. It's just about the music and people. There's no kind of rules or regulations nowadays. Maybe don't jump on your seat and scream during the concert. But yeah, you mentioned a meditative experience. Some people go along to a concert and they'll close their eyes and just kind of take in the whole concert as a concept and get to the end and just think that was the most, you know, beautiful, amazing thing, hopefully, that we can portray for them. Other people, they'll go and, you know, kind of focus in on one trumpet player or one section of the orchestra and kind of listen to just their part during the piece and kind of really be involved in a very specific part of it rather than kind of a wash of the whole concert.
We're chatting with William Clark from the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, violist. You know what? I've got that written here. I don't know why I said violin before.
Oh, it's a pretty common
if I said piano, I could understand that. Now, you also playing in Star Wars, The Force Awakens in concert,
I believe. That's this week, yes.
That sounds amazing. See, this is what MSO do, isn't it? It's not just all, you know.
It's something for everyone, I guess. Yeah, we're doing Star Wars Force Awakens, which, so if you get along to that one, that one's going to have the whole movie up on the screen with the sound effects and then the orchestra playing the score to the film. We've done a lot of the movie concerts and people love them. They sell out. So if you haven't got a ticket yet, I'd get in quick. I know Thursday night, I think there's some left still, but I'd get in quick because they're going fast. And then in 2 weeks' time, we're actually starting the cycle of the Harry Potter films again.
Oh, wow.
So Harry Potter 1. And both these films, the scores are by the legendary John Williams. It's about as good as music gets. Mm-hmm. So if you ask someone to sing Harry Potter, I'm sure they can sing a theme from it. Same with Star Wars, same with Indiana Jones. You can just sing the themes because his music's so good.
You know what I love is what you've just said is you don't have to be classically trained or into classical music to go along and enjoy the orchestra. Just go along and experience that experience because that's what I did and thought, oh, my goodness, I'm absolutely addicted to it. NAIDOC Week is coming up as well. You've got something for that?
Yeah, that's a great concert coming up. So it's this year we're celebrating the music of our amazing friend and artist Deborah Cheetham Freyon, who she was the is the MSO First Nations Creative Chair. And this concert's a selection of her works that she's composed over the last several years, including Umbrella, A War Requiem for Peace, which we did a few years ago. And it just, the audience, I don't think I've ever seen them so spellbound. They just, this work moved them like I've not seen before. So that's a really amazing concert they've got coming up with Deborah.
I wanted to ask you, when you're performing in front of the audience, do you notice when the audience is moved?
Yeah. Yeah, especially at the end. Sometimes if you've got a bars rest, I'll look out and sometimes I'll see people smiling, I'll see them crying. Sometimes I'll see someone asleep. Hopefully not too
much.
They
might just have their eyes closed.
That's true. They might just have their eyes closed. No, but it's more towards the end when we're standing at the end bowing and people are often on their feet or there's just this stillness at the end of a concert. If it ends in a really moving, quiet way, sometimes no one dares move for 10 seconds after we've done the last note and it's just this stillness where everyone's kind of just in the same moment of what did we just experience together. It's very special.
I think it's brilliant. Go along. Trust me. It's worth the experience. Will, if we head to mso.com.au, will we get all the details of A Reflection in Time, Star Wars and everything else?
It's all on the website. And if neither of those things kind of appeal to you, jump on the website and have a look. There's something there for everyone. We do so many mixed programs at MSO.
Thank you so much, Will. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.